Today, we're going to look into one of the most heated debates in the history of biology, sociology, and many other sciences: nature versus nurture. The key question is how much of who you are is due to genetics and how much is down to your upbringing and the environmental factors therein. There should be time for questions at the end. In terms of genetics, what a growing number of researchers believe nowadays is that genes don't determine directly what you will become, but rather offer predispositions, which might manifest themselves or not, depending on environmental influences. Scientists have discovered that within the approximately 35,000 genes every single one of us carries lie the mechanisms that can influence personality, such as impulsivity, emotional intelligence, and even addiction to certain substances. Research seems to indicate that you can have a sweet tooth, or at least be very inclined to have one, even before you're born. A good example of how nature can influence personality is the gene FOXP2 in the chromosome 7. Mutations in this gene lead to problems in speech and language, which, in turn, may make it more likely for that child to become shy and quiet as they compare themselves with their siblings and their peers. So you see, whereas there isn't a gene for shyness, your body might contain strong influencing factors that make you much more inclined to that type of behaviour. Let's look at the other side of the coin. Amongst those scientists who are strong believers in the importance of the environment, the main controversy is regarding who influences your personality the most. There are those who believe the parents are mainly responsible for the development of a child's character. Mostly by imitation, children pick up from their parents different patterns of behaviour and personality traits, both positive, such as self-confidence or honesty, and negative, like aggressiveness and anxiety. Others defend the theory that peers, mostly friends, have a much stronger role. The importance of what is often called horizontal relationships is dictated by a primitive survival instinct. Ever since humans have walked the earth, we have felt a strong need to be integrated into a social group, which in the past would have made the difference between survival and death. So when a child nowadays identifies themselves with a particular group, they tend to have to behave according to its internal rules in order to be accepted. Peer pressure can therefore lead not only to habit formation, but potentially to personality changes, especially when younger. So, considering the arguments presented, both sides have a strong case supported by solid evidence. This historical controversy, however, seems to finally be coming to an end, as modern research indicates that the result of this battle is actually, perhaps technically, a draw. A recent collaboration between scientists from Australia and Holland concluded that 49% of human traits and diseases are due to genetic influence, while 51% are caused by environmental factors. The bottom line is that both nature and nurture play significant roles in the development of your personality. From there, we'll be in a better position to ascertain how personality can, or indeed whether it should, be modified. There are interesting times ahead, that's for sure.